It's 16 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Normand. Belleville Fire Department were dispatched to deal with three minor fires around the Belleville downtown yesterday morning. Between 2 and 5 a.m. yesterday, members of the department responded to three separate fires started in garbage cans. All three of the fires were considered minor and no major damage occurred. Belleville Fire Department could not comment on the fires as they relate to an ongoing investigation. Meanwhile, Fire Prevention Week is in full swing in the city of Belleville. This year's theme is Protect Your Family from Fire. Fire Chief Rayom Shaput says fire safety is everyone's responsibility.
Wake up, have working smoke alarms, have an escape plan, and practice your escape plan. That's number one. And fire safety, foremost, is the responsibility of everyone, not just the fire service.
Statistics reveal that most common causes of fire are leaving candles unattended, falling asleep while a candle is lit, and candles located too close to flammable objects. Fire Prevention Week runs from October 9th to 15th. However, Fire Chief Shaput says fire prevention should be an everyday task. CFB Trenton will be getting an update in coming months. The base is planning demolitions of two hangars along Old Highway 2 to make new for a new facility. The planned building, named Hangar 6, will house two C-17 Globemasters. Canada has only four Globemasters, the Air Force's largest transportation craft, all of which are housed at the Trenton base. Egyptian Christians are demonstrating against their government after a bloody riot in Cairo. Reporter Mark Levy has more.
The original protest was by Christians in Egypt against attacks by Muslim extremists. Now they're targeting the Egyptian military. They're charging the military was responsible for the deaths of more than 20 Christians during the protest that turned into a riot.
The slain protesters were marching towards Cairo's television headquarters. Forensic reports say many deaths were caused by armored vehicles that ran over protesters or by gunshots. Deputy Commander of the Royal Canadian Navy, Rear Admiral Mark Norman, will award the Admiral's Medal in Port Hope tomorrow. Norman is presenting the prestigious award to Dr. Ken McPherson during a luncheon at 11:30. McPherson is receiving the award for his contributions as author and editor of a number of books on Royal Canadian Navy ships, which have improved the public's knowledge of the Navy. The Admiral's Medal is awarded annually to recognize outstanding achievements in maritime-related science, technology, and academic studies. A federal prosecutor says a Nigerian charged with trying to blow up an international flight was on a terrorism mission to kill nearly 300 people and earn a place in heaven as a martyr. Opening statements began Tuesday in the trial of Umar Farouk Abdulmutab. The 24-year-old Nigerian is accused of wearing a bomb in his underwear aboard Northwest Airlines, Flight 253 on Christmas 2009. The trial opened after a delay of more than 70 minutes while Abdulmutab consulted with his attorney. There was no explanation in court. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jonathan Tuchel began his opening statements by telling the jury that virtually everyone on the plane had holiday plans, but Abdulmutab wanted to kill them. Air Canada says it's hoping to avoid a work stoppage, but says it will maintain a partial schedule if there is a strike. The airline's 6,800 flight attendants are poised to walk off the job again after voting to reject a second tentative deal. They could go on strike as early as Thursday. Federal Labor Minister Lisa Raitt has threatened to back to work legislation if there is a strike, warning the government is prepared to act against to protect Canada's fragile economy if the two sides can't work out a deal. Key issues in the dispute include wages, pensions, crew rest, working conditions, and work rules. Cockeyed optimists may be more cockeyed than optimistic. A new study suggests their attitude may be the result of a medical issue.
If you've always thought there was something wrong with annoyingly sunny people who always see the glass half full, you might be right. A new study suggests chronically optimistic people have faulty frontal lobes in their brains and learn only from experiences that reinforce their rosy view. Researchers at University College London say it's a double-edged sword because while a positive attitude can lower anxiety and stress and promote well-being, it can also lead to risky behavior, like not saving for retirement or practicing safe sex. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird didn't go empty-handed on his second trip to Libya. After meeting in Tripoli with the head of the country's new provisional government, Baird announced Canada would provide $10 million to help Libya recover and secure all arms stockpiles. That includes some of the 23,000 shoulder-to-air missile launchers that were looted or disappeared when rebel forces routed dictator Muammar Gaddafi and raided his armories. Baird says the security situation in Libya is still quite volatile, and the risk of these weapons falling into the wrong hands or injuring civilians is very real. The latest Conference Board survey says the outlook for Canadian corporate profitability is weakening.
28 of the 49 industries covered, more than half, posted a drop in their indexes last month. The business think tank says with three consecutive months of decreases, the near-term outlook for Canadian corporate profitability is negative. Confidence among owners of small and medium-sized businesses took a significant hit in August as they digested a string of bad news about the world economy. As well, the Conference Board of Canada's Consumer Confidence Index showed increasing pessimism about the labor market. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
A jury pool of over 1,000 people has been summoned for the high-profile murder trial of a Montreal man and his parents. 20-year-old Hamad Mohamed Shafia and his parents, Touba Mohamed Yahya and Mohamed Shafia, are accused of killing members of their own family in 2009. The bodies of 50-year-old Rona Amir Mohamed and three teenage sisters were found in a car that was submerged in the Rideau Canal. The trial is in Kingston and is expected to last about 3 months. That's 91X News at 1210. Sean Macy has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. The Napanee Raiders look to improve on their 500 record as they take on the Amherst View Jets tonight. The Raiders are coming off a loss to Picton. The puck drops at 7:30 in Napanee. The Toronto Maple Leafs continued their stay at CFB Trenton as they had a practice to open to the public yesterday. Today, the Maple Leafs will take part in team-building exercises, followed by another practice tomorrow. The Vancouver Canucks won in Columbus 3-2 last night thanks to Corey Schneider, who stopped a penalty shot in the third period. The Calgary Flames lost 5-2 in St. Louis after recording just 17 shots on goal. It's a light schedule in the NHL tonight. The Ottawa Senators have their home opener as they take on the Minnesota Wild. This will be Danny Heatley's second return to Ottawa since requesting a trade 2 years ago. Florida is headed to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins, who are still without team captain Sidney Crosby, who still hasn't been cleared for contact. NBA Commissioner David Stern has canceled the first 2 weeks of the season after owners and players were unable to reach a labor deal and end the lockout. Stern made the announcement in Milwaukee.
I'm sorry to report, particularly for the thousands of people that depend on our industry for their livelihood, that the first 2 weeks of the season have been canceled.
Stern also said there is a significant gap between the two sides and warned there may be further cuts in the schedule. Nelson Cruz hit a walk-off grand slam in the 11th inning last night to give the Texas Rangers a 2-0 series lead over the Detroit Tigers. The AL Championship Series heads back to Detroit tonight as the Rangers continue their push towards their second consecutive World Series appearance. Albert Pujols tore apart the Milwaukee Brewers last night, going 4-for-5 with a home run, 3 doubles, and 5 RBIs in a 12-3 victory. The series is tied at 1 game apiece as the teams head back to St. Louis for Game 3 tomorrow. The Detroit Lions continued their perfect season with a win over Chicago last night. The 24-13 victory pushed the Lions to 5-0 for the first time in 55 years. Quarterback Matthew Stafford threw for 219 yards and 2 touchdowns. Wide receiver Calvin Johnson got his 9th touchdown catch of the season in the victory. Canadian Milos Raonic defeated Michael Lodra in 3 sets in the first round of the Shanghai Masters earlier today. The 20-year-old Thornhill native is still finding his groove after surgery following an injury suffered at Wimbledon. Coming off a 7-0 win in St. Lucia, Team Canada looks for its 4th straight victory in the World Cup soccer qualifying against Puerto Rico tonight. The Puerto Ricans are winless in 3 games so far. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
At 1210, it's 16 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. Next is News at 1.